This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. A little shuffling to tell you about. Doug is out today. He's having a little tech problem, but he should be back shortly, maybe even joining us today, if not for sure, back tomorrow in his seat. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. That's the J and the V. We also have Kara Schillen behind the controls at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. And ladies, it seems all eyes appear to be on memos. The memo. Now, the Republican memo was, if you haven't heard, the House Intelligence Committee, led by Republican Devin Nunes and Democrat Adam Schiff. On Friday, Devin Nunes released a four-page memo that detailed allegations of abuse against the Department of Justice and the FBI at the highest levels. Not talking about rank-and-file investigators or people that are a part of the department, but we're talking about the James Comey's former FBI director, Andrew McCabe's deputy director of the FBI, Rod Rosenstein at the Department of Justice. All of these names that you still kind of hear that actually over the last year have kind of lost their jobs or are not in their place of business anymore other than Rod Rosenstein at the Justice Department. The Democrats, led by Adam Schiff, have now released their version of their memo that was voted out of the House on Monday and is sitting on President Trump's desk for him to decide whether or not to declassify. This is a 10-page memo. The White House says it has all intention of releasing this information in the, I guess, just for the goal of transparency, if nothing else. And so we can expect to probably see that memo in the next 5 days. Victoria, are you tuned in to get that memo? Are you ready? I've never seen so much excitement about a memo.
I am not tuned in. I've been under the flu rock for the last couple days. I've been hearing bits and pieces about this, but I guess there's two different sides, as there always seems to be with memos. So there's, I guess, the Republican memo came out, and then the Democrats said, well, that's not the whole story, and then that's why they're putting out a rebuttal memo. Is that what we're calling it?
That's right. The rebuttal. Part two, the memo. The sequel. So the memo, the sequel, will probably, it's being looked at, because their memo, the Democratic memo, is a little longer. It's about 10 pages as opposed to 4 pages on the Republican side. And it has to be checked over by the DOJ and the FBI to discuss any types of redactions. Now, the redactions that were recommended before with the Republican memo were simply names, protecting names of these people involved. But that's not really kind of the point of the memo. The memo is to name names. And so other than that, as long as there are no national security processes mentioned in the Democratic memo, which I've heard there are a few, we probably will see a few redactions made to the Democrats' version of the memo, and that will be available for public consumption. So get ready. We had Memo Gate on Friday. We'll probably got another Memo Gate coming this Friday.
Will it ever end?
It's never going to end. And apparently, really, it's not. Devin Nunes has said he's got about 5 more memos that will be released. The next one talking about some of these allegations against the State Department. So, look, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, at some point you're going to find your person, your candidate, your president, the person that you like on your political team in the crosshairs of something like this. I think it's important if there are injustices going on as part of our democracy, we need to fix those because no doubt tides turn. And I can only hear what the media would sound like if Trump was spying on someone like Cory Booker or Kamala Harris in 2020. This just wouldn't fly. We have to set precedent that this kind of behavior is not accepted as part of who we are as a country. So I am all for it. I say release the Democratic memo, release the Republican memo. Let's see everything. We're the stockholders of this country. We got to see it all and make our own decisions.
I agree. Totally. And it's just, you know, it's, I think that so many people are so overwhelmed and just feel like this never ends. And I hope that this isn't another 3 years of this constant, you know, memo this and memo that. And it just, it seems like, it just feels exhausting. It really does. It doesn't matter what side you're on. It's
feels
exhausting.
Divided. And that is, I think, by design. I think it's people on both the right and the left want to keep people working against each other because then they can continue to secretly get rich we're all distracted with team politics. So, all right. Also, in the political sphere, President Trump said a few weeks ago that he would be happy to testify to Robert Mueller. He'd love to sit down with him, have some tea, maybe chat a little bit, maybe have some popcorn. Well, his lawyers have said, maybe not the best idea. They've advised the president against sitting down for a wide-ranging interview with the special counsel. And this is going to be kind of interesting. This will play out in the next month or two because I do believe the Robert Mueller investigation is sort of reaching the end. And the end will be his want and desire to talk with the president about any possible collusion between his campaign or any obstruction of justice charges. What Bob Mueller will have to do, though, is present reasons for Trump to actually sit down with him. There'll have to be enough legal reasons and prodding, basically, for Trump to sit down. If you're advising the president, and this is, again, I don't care if you love the guy or you hate the guy, I think most people, if they were playing lawyer here, would say, Trump is sort of an off-the-cuff speaker. Do we really want him to sit down and maybe fall into a trap that he might find himself falling victim to?
Right. And I get that, if any attorney, especially with someone like Trump, I get that. But on the other side of it, though, this will never get put to bed if he doesn't go on the record. This will always be there. It will always be hanging over him. If he says he has nothing to do with it, fine. Then let's get it out once and for all. Because the people on the other, people who are opposed to Trump, are never going to let this go. This is, unless he really testifies and goes through with all of this and can't hide behind his lawyers, because it's never going to end if he does. So I understand it's a catch 22 there for him. But prep him. If I'm his lawyer and I'm being objective here, prep him as best as you can, and I guess there are going to be some limitations on certain questions. I'm sure they won't allow. But if he doesn't testify, it's never going to go away.
He can also testify in writing. This is voluntary testimony. See, what will happen is if Mueller thinks he has enough, then he can go in front of the grand jury and try to subpoena the president, which would force his hand into testifying. And that's the question. Does Mueller have anything? Does he have enough? Does he have enough evidence that a grand jury would say, yes, you can subpoena the president? That's what we have to figure out. I'm sure we're going to get an answer on that in the next month or so. As we continue on the DJV show, McDonald's fries curing all of the world's problems. You're a bald guy. You're not going to want to miss this. It's 14 minutes past the hour.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, lock and load, everybody. This is maybe the biggest and best news story of the entire day. McDonald's fries. Can they cure baldness? I know they can cure PMS because I always think they're pretty good around, you know what I'm talking about, ladies. But Japanese scientists have said they may have discovered a cure for baldness, and it lies within a chemical used to make McDonald's fries. A stem cell research team from Yokohama National University used a simple method to regrow hair on mice. These poor mice get used for everything. They use, let's try to say this, dimethylpolysiloxin.
That's good. Good job.
Which is a silicone. So this is a little disturbing all in itself. A silicone added to McDonald's fries to stop cooking oil from frothing. Now, preliminary tests indicated that this groundbreaking method was likely to be just as successful when transferred to human skin cells. The breakthrough came from scientists successfully mass-produced hair follicle germs, HFG, which were created for the first time ever in this way. HFGs are cells that drive follicle development and are considered the holy grail in hair loss research. Now, the scientists said use of silicone was crucial to the advancement, and they believed that they could use the discovery to treat male pattern baldness. McDonald's not commented on the fact that their french fries make rats grow hair or the publication of the study. But if you're a bald guy out there, pretty exciting day. Head out that, hit the drive-thru later on, right?
It is disturbing, and I do love McDonald's fries, excuse me, more than any other fast food fries. I love McDonald's. But I had no idea there's silicone in, coating the fries.
So does that mean if you eat it, it's only going to make hair grow on the outside, or are we all, like, growing hair on the inside of our body where it, like, touches everything?
That's
a new shave market. Get your stomach shaved.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a little disturbing because, but you know what, you take this risk whenever you go out. This is not just a problem unique to McDonald's. When you're not controlling what is on your potato that you're cutting and making into a french fry, this is the kind of stuff that just restaurants do for ease, for preventing their oil from getting frothy. I mean, who even knew that that was a big problem? Apparently it is. And so they use these little tricks, and silicone happens to be one of them. This is a story that makes you go, ugh, and smile all at the same time, because all guys are happy. This is the easiest medication ever is McDonald's fries, although you may lose some of the sexy factor if you're overdoing the McDonald's fries, even though you got a full head of hair.
And I'm sure that the message is not take fries and rub them on your head. That's probably not the message, but you never know. Someone might try that. If your husband smells like french fries, all of a sudden you'll know why.
Maybe that's the new YouTube trend. Get rid of Tide Pods, bring in french fry rubbing. Probably better for you.
Maybe
than
a little
Pods.
Safer. That's right. Also being reported today in the Daily Mail, meditation? Doesn't make you a calmer person. Apparently, it leaves people just as aggressive and prejudiced, according to a new study.
I agree with that.
Maybe stop the meditation and eat the french fries. That could be it. This new scientific study says that that Buddhist practice does not make you more compassionate, doesn't make you less aggressive, it doesn't make you less prejudiced. In fact, it's been touted for decades as being able to make the world a better place. And they say, well, it may make you feel better. It really has no long-lasting effect.
That's a bummer. I've tried meditation so many times, but I end up just frustrated because I can't do it.
I can't
empty my mind. Deepak Chopra makes it look so easy. He goes, if you have a thought bubble that floats into your mind, just, push it aside. Okay,
and
sure.
Deepak's throwing something because obviously the survey says it doesn't work. I think the one thing that meditation is good for is deep breathing is good for you. Taking a few minutes to take some deep breaths. Every doctor will tell you that's great for blood pressure and for stress and for all of that, kind of grounding yourself. And so I do believe if you can actually get some deep breaths in, whether you're able to put yourself into a full meditative state or not, is probably great for you. But the fact that you can transform yourself to from a violent person to some peace-loving Buddha is probably not a little overdone.
Yeah.
All right, so McDonald's fries, yes. Meditation, no. There you have it. It is 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. Jen, Victoria, Kara are at the controls and are your lovable hosts for the day to navigate you through the waters. Okay, I'm enough. It's enough. House of Cards. So this theme is from the Netflix series that is so super popular. It is a great, great show. And, of course, it's had to do a bit of recasting with this controversy and allegations against Kevin Spacey. He was fired from the program, and Netflix is now saying they're going to not give up the show. In fact, they're going to rebuild their House of Cards. They've added Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear to the cast as production resumes on the sixth and the final season. Both of them will play siblings in the revamped series, but it's not clear how the characters will yet be connected to Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood, who was Kevin Spacey's wife on the show. She's going to become the center of the series without Kevin Spacey's murderous president, Frank Underwood. Since the firing of Kevin Spacey, Netflix used the show's hiatus to allow producers to retool the final season without Frank Underwood in the picture. I'm loving this idea. First of all, I love that Robin Wright slash the pen has really taken control of her destiny. You know, we hear a lot of women who do a lot of rallying and they do a lot of talking, but Robin Wright is one who actually went to Netflix. She went to the series creators and she said, I should be paid on par with Kevin Spacey because we are both the leads in this series and I work just as hard as he does.
Yep.
And she got the money. And now that Kevin Spacey has run into these problems or is actually having to live up to some of these allegations and answer to them, she's there and she's going to finish the series and they're not scrapping it like you would see almost every other production do when their star was compromised.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud her because she's actually doing it. It's what I rally against. Instead of just talking about something or wearing a pin or wearing a color, well, that raises awareness. She's actually walking the walk and talking the talk.
Yeah. And it's also a credit to Netflix for recognizing
Definitely. That,
you know, that because I've tried to fight this fight for equal pay in doing the same job as a male co-host in two different jobs, and it didn't work. So I give Netflix a lot of credit because they actually did pony up the money.
It's true.
And you can go and you know, you can fight the fight for years. And if the boss doesn't cut you the check, then, you know, you're still kind of in the same position. So it makes me want to support Netflix even more that they were able to see, okay, there's there's a problem here, and obviously she is just as much of a lead as he is, and so I love that they treated everyone with fairness. So, but I think it's interesting to bring in Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear. They're both such interesting actors, and they've been in so many different types of things. So this may actually make me want to catch up now and then watch the final season, because I've never seen the show.
It's a really, really great show. It is
I've
so
heard
dark.
Amazing things about it.
It'll
yeah.
never make you run for office. You'll be like, oh, gosh, I can't do this. If this is what I have to do, I won't do it.
Right.
Yeah, but it is a great show, and they say a lot of it is based in reality. So, all right. In the music news, the Spice Girls are back. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is the best news of the day for me.
Best story of the day. They are looking great. The Spice Girls hinted at a reunion as they took a meeting with Simon Fuller, the mastermind behind their original formation and success. And they're all there. Posh Spice, Baby Spice, Ginger, Scary, and Sporty Spice, all back. The last time they performed all together was at the London Olympics closing ceremony in 2012. This word of a potential reunion first surfaced after Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, posted a photo of the five girls posing together on Instagram. They all looked beautiful.
They
all
great.
Aged well.
Yeah.
They actually look better than they did when they were performing.
They do.
Hours later, they confirmed in a statement that they would bring back girl power in some capacity, saying, "We are always overwhelmed at how much interest there is across the whole world for the Spice Girls. The time now feels right to explore some incredible new opportunities together. No specific plans have been announced, but the statement is enough to give us Spice Girl fans some hope. So spice up your life, ladies. It's the DJ.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. He's got a little equipment issue, but he'll be back. He'll be back soon enough. In the meantime, girls are in charge. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls at our studio in Washington, D.C. And ladies, there is a big story brewing, which you will no doubt hear a lot about. And actually, Victoria, I'll let you take us through this one, because this pharma company apparently has been paying some kind of low-board doctors to drug dementia patients. What is going on here?
This is a really disturbing story. Avenir Pharmaceuticals is the name of the company. They make a drug called, I believe it's Nudexta, and it is a drug that is supposedly, it helps control a very rare disorder that's called PBA. It's pseudo-bulbar effect, which you've probably seen in commercials where people say, I have uncontrollable laughing or crying and things like that. It's a very rare neurological disorder. And so this drug is made specifically to control those outbursts of laughing and crying. The problem is that this company, this drug company, Avenir, is now under investigation because apparently they paid nearly 500 doctors to prescribe this medicine to dementia patients, claiming that that they had PBA, but really all it was doing was controlling dementia outbursts. And sometimes people with advanced dementia, they will have,
they have these emotions.
Yeah, they'll have these outbursts. And this is almost exclusively prescribed to elderly patients in nursing homes, which we already know how horrific some of the conditions are in nursing homes. And so these doctors, CNN and some other journalists from Reuters did an investigation into these 500 doctors who have been speaking and advocating for this drug. And it turns out at least 12 of them so far have already been disciplined by state medical boards. They have sketchy records at best. And so these were the doctors that Avenir Pharmaceuticals were recruiting. So basically they went after doctors knowing, hey, you're on the border here of maybe losing your license. And so these are the doctors that they went after and basically had them prescribe in crazy amounts, having them prescribe this drug. And this is going to turn into, I think this is going to become a national dialogue about these types of pharmaceutical companies and these types of doctors and this drug, which in some cases they're saying that this could actually harm patients with dementia. And if they don't need it, then you're just giving them some harmful drug that's totally unnecessary, and they can't tell you that they're having side effects because it basically turns their brains into mush.
Wow.
It's just horrific. So Los Angeles is right now...
It's mostly patient control then,
yeah,
because they don't want to have to deal with just the standard side effects from dementia or Alzheimer's.
Right. And so Los Angeles City Attorney is actually leading this investigation into Avenir, and they're going to start looking into whether the company broke state and federal laws, marketing, prescribing, things like that. And then the city attorney said that they're also going to look into the specific doctors who are involved with this company. So this is, you know, this is why we don't trust pharmaceutical companies. This is the kind of stuff they tell you, oh, it's perfectly safe, and then they're doing shady stuff behind the scenes. So, you know, when vaccines come up, when people talk about that, which is such a hot topic, some people say, oh, well, it's fine, and, you know, the pharmaceutical companies wouldn't put out a drug if it wasn't safe. And then you see that they're doing stuff like this, and it's like, well, who do you trust?
There's also a bit in here about patient advocacy, and that is even when your family member is in a nursing home or in a skilled nursing care environment, you have to be there. You have to be there. If not every single day, at least checking in, because you'd have to imagine that they'd be breaking some really serious laws here if they didn't make these notations in the chart. If you have a family member there or a patient advocate, at least, who can say, no, we don't want this, or at least is questioning everything that is being given or prescribed, that is so key. And I can tell you that these people who are in nursing homes get forgotten.
Yeah.
My grandparents, I guess I speak a little passionately about this just from the experience we had with my family, but when my grandmother had her stroke, she was unable to go home. She needed help around the clock. And so we put her into a nursing facility that was right by our office and our home, and my family took turns. We were there almost all day long and definitely every day, and we controlled when people came in to administer medication. It was, what are we doing? What is this?
Right.
Why are we doing it? And these are the kind of questions you just have to ask. And these poor people that do have dementia, especially, and get put into a nursing environment, their families just don't show up. And I know it's incredibly difficult, and there's no judgment because everybody handles things differently. But, man, you really do need someone there who's going to watch your back when you're unable to watch your own.
It's so true. When my grandfather was put on hospice he was on and off hospice for the last few years of his life, but my mom was able to keep him at home with us, and all the nurses who came in, hospice nurses are just, I have so much respect for them.
They're
just really amazing people. And every one of them would comment how lucky my grandfather was that he was at home with his family, because they deal with all types of facilities, and they know the ins and outs, and they know how horrific it can be in some of these facilities. And family members, like you said, sometimes it's just too difficult to show up, to be there, to see this happening to a loved one. Other times it's just an easy place to forget someone, and to know that the people that are in charge, these doctors who are supposed to be caring for your loved ones, and they're just prescribing these drugs because a pharmaceutical company is paying them to do it. It's sickening. It really is.
It's pretty unbelievable. So if you can and you have someone in that situation, see if you can't find an advocate who can at least check in and oversee what's going on. Wow, really scary stuff. We'll continue to follow that story. We know that you're going to hear lots more about it. Medieval times also in the news today, ladies. You know medieval times. They
sure.
are lightening things up for sure. They've been in business for a long time, and medieval times is kind of that place where you go and you get to see the jousting and the kings and the queens and the pageantry. Well, they're making a pretty big change. Medieval times has been in business for 34 years, and during that time, there has always been a king at the forefront of their productions. Well, until now. The first time, this will be for the first time ever, the Dinner Theater Extravaganza, which features jousting, Middle Ages-themed games, intrigue, is replacing all of its kings with queens. That's right. This new version was first launched in Dallas this past October, and since then the show has opened in Chicago and Lyndhurst, New Jersey. By this summer, fans will be able to see the reigning queen at all 9 Medieval Times North America locations. Show scripts are changed every 4 to 5 years, and in this version, a new queen, the daughter of the previous show's king, oversees a tournament to find the best knight in the kingdom. As for those recently demoted kings, they've now taken on new roles as knights, so don't feel too bad for them, and they are central to the show's action. This is a gender shift that comes on the hinges, of course, of the hashtag MeToo and hashtag Time's Up movement. Medieval Times insists that the timing is purely a happy coincidence. They were going to do this anyway, saying they've been working on a new version for over 18 months after they received numerous audience requests for a show with more female leads. Everything else that makes Medieval Times unique will still be the same. The audience members enjoying a full night of horses, jousting, and of course the food that they eat, sans silverware. I think it's fun. I don't know if it's so much of the Me Too movement, but the fact that they're kind of freshening it up, I mean, that's kind of good. That's good for Medieval Times. Smart business move.
Yeah, I think this is probably more to attributed to Game of Thrones popularity with all the strong female leads that Game of Thrones has.
That's a good point.
I think that might have had more of an influence on Medieval Times than the Me Too movement or the Time's Up movement. But Medieval Times, I've only been once. No, I've been twice. It's fun. It's, you know, it's kind of
totally
more
cheesy.
For kids. It's totally cheesy.
Well, that's why it's
kind of
nice that they're switching it up anyway, because, I mean, what do? You go once, you see the show. And then if you go again, you're kind of seeing the exact same show. I'm surprised that they don't switch up, you know, whatever things they have set up more often.
I don't even think they change up who wins. Doesn't the same night win every time?
No, it's different.
Do they
switch it up? I don't know. I've only been once.
I think there were two different nights that won, yeah, when we were there. Yeah, there were two different ones.
Not that it's fake at all.
Right.
Totally real jousting.
Not that it's not scripted. Yeah.
That's very funny. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, do compliments make you blush? We'll tell you why next. It is 43 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Insight Daily Radio. Millions of readers of Little House on the Prairie believe they know Laura Ingalls Wilder, the pioneer girl and the woman who wrote the famous autobiographical books. But the true saga of her life has never been fully told. Author Caroline Fraser masterfully fills in the gaps in Wilder's life, revealing her true life complex story in a new biography entitled Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder. We spoke with her about the book.
It's clear from everything that she wrote about him that Laura just adored her father. Clearly, the Little House books and that gift for storytelling came from him in some way. You know, these wonderful stories that he told his children about his past. He died in 1902. In his 60s, that was the one time that Laura was able to go home. So she did see him in the days before his death. And I think that her loss when he died was so profound that a lot of the very moving aspect of the Little House books comes out of that desire to recreate their relationship, to sort of have him in her presence again, remembering who he was, what he looked like, the things they did, the stories he told. That's sort of her way of willing herself back into that time.
That's author Caroline Fraser on her new biography, Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder, which has just been released.
Insight Daily Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV Showtime is 45 minutes past the hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Dougie Stefan is not, having some equipment problems today, which takes down the best of us, sadly. When you don't have that power switch on, it just really does make it hard to do a radio show. But we have one of the biggest, well, I don't know, this story kind of hits close to home, because I'm a blusher. Do you guys blush a lot?
Oh, easily. Yeah,
you do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this story really caught my attention because it says, the headline is "Why Compliments Make Some People Blush." And I get embarrassed because I blush far less than I used to, but it still happens. And apparently there is a correlation between compliments and being embarrassed, which would cause you to blush. A number of psychological studies have shown why we find compliments so blush-inspiring. A recent study showed that 68% of people said they associated recognition with embarrassment. See, this is some really
That's
bad psychological
too bad, yeah.
stuff. The
yeah.
reasons range from not believing we're worthy to feeling like gratitude is scarce, to not wanting to boast or to be prideful. But learning to truly accept and believe a compliment is better for the giver and the receiver. So next time, practice this. If someone compliments you, instead of saying, "Oh, no, are you kidding? Oh, you're crazy," just smile and say thank you. As one psychologist puts it, when in doubt, it might be the best to assume you really do deserve the praise. Ladies, this has
been
something.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I struggle with, and here's the thing. I have an opportunity. I'm so blessed. We are all blessed to have this job, to be in a field that is desirable, I think, to a lot of people, and not everybody. It's very few jobs. Not everybody gets to sit behind a microphone, and I am very lucky. Sometimes I complain because I get to sit by multiple microphones throughout the day.
17 in one day.
I work for a local station here in Los Angeles where I live. When we do live events, which we're not really afforded that luxury with DJV because it's national and we have stations throughout the country. And so when we actually get to do that, it's really fun, but it doesn't happen, I think, as often as we'd like. But when I do my local station events, I have someone come up to me and they go, "Oh, you're so well-spoken," or, "Oh, you're my favorite political pundit," or, you know, these things that I don't really consider myself to be. I consider myself to be a girl with an opinion and who likes to hang out and talk about the issues or whatever's going on. But when you get those compliments, it's really, it's like, what do you say? You know, especially in that line of work. And so I've had to make this practice of just, instead of kind of pushing the compliment back and go, "Oh, that, you know, no, come on now." I've really tried to just take a deep breath and go, "Oh my gosh, thank you. That is so kind." Because it's nice to hear, of course, but I think there is something pre-programmed in us that makes us go, "Are they really talking about us?" Because we all have that imposter syndrome, I think, to some extent. Like, is this really, you know, is he really right? Am I really? It's odd. Do you guys have that same experience?
Yeah, to some extent, for sure. Yeah, I think women have this so much more than men. You could walk up
That's
to
right.
any male, and I'm sure your co-host absorbs all of it.
He's right? Like, "You're right, I am the greatest."
Yeah, exactly. Women should be more like that.
It's very funny. I don't know. Kara, do you get embarrassed with compliments?
Oh, yeah, totally. And I used to have the hardest time where I would definitely, like, I didn't know what to say. I wouldn't say thank you. And then, it makes you come off as rude if you don't say thank you. And then it's, especially if you're someone that people look up to, and then they come up and compliment you, and you are rude back to them, and then they probably don't feel the same way about you anymore. So, yeah, we should all just take a step back and say thank you. And then it's a nicer experience for everyone.
And you won't blush as much. So there you go. You won't be embarrassed. Take a deep breath, smile, and say thank you. Next time you get that compliment. It's a DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques,
techniques and ingredients for bold new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie out today. The ladies in. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls at our uplink in Washington, D.C. And ladies, it is appropriate that we have a lot of feminine energy here for this story today because Doritos has made an announcement that they are going to launch what they call a new lady-friendly version of their chip, of Doritos. Now, they say that this snack, this lady version, is going to be quieter to eat and a lot less messy. Food and drinks giant PepsiCo, which owns Doritos, has claimed research has found women do not like to crunch loudly or lick their fingers when eating in front of others. This should be a rule for
everybody,
by the way. No one
should do
this. Yeah. And so, although women would love to crunch chips loudly, lick their fingers, and pour crumbs from the bag into their mouth afterwards, they prefer not to do this in public. So now Doritos has launched this line of quieter, lady-friendly Doritos. They're low-crunch, triangular snacks. They'll even come in special packs specifically designed to fit in a woman's purse.
Oh, please.
Oh, wow.
Who is walking around on the regular with Doritos in their purse? I mean,
Not me. Well, I think it's interesting. I follow Busy Phillips on Instagram.
Oh, I love her, yeah.
Okay, I think she needs to smile more on those Instagram feeds. She's always looking very miserable, but
that's true. Playing with her hair.
Yeah,
guys, playing with her hair. Guys.
I like to sit in my car, guys, and I like to do yoga and sweat.
Right. So, but we still watch her, so.
We still watch her, and she did something real funny. She goes, you know, I'm kind of, I've never been accused of being a tiny, quiet person. And she said, doesn't this kind of fly in the face of where we are culturally right now, where we're saying that women need to kind of condense themselves, be more quiet, they don't want to crunch. And I think it's right. I think it's, I find it an interesting idea from Doritos because crunching absolutely annoys the bejesus out of me when I'm somewhere right. And I cannot stand watching people slurp on their fingers because it's disgusting. So I'm actually sort of supportive of the idea behind it. Why say it's lady friendly? It's just odd.
Yeah, because when I'm out in public and I see someone who's eating gross and really obnoxiously, most of the time it's not women who are doing it. They're not the ones who are like choking down the chips from the bag. So I would be okay if this just became Doritos for everyone, if this just became the new kind of Dorito and not just
change
for,
the formula.
Not just for ladies. You know what I'm excited to see, though? All of the reviews of the chips. I don't know if you guys remember when the Bic pens came out for her. And Ellen DeGeneres did an entire segment on it because Bic was advertising pens specifically for women. Like, why do women need different pens?
What?
It was a few years ago. They were, like, purple and pink. And all of the reviews on Amazon, you have to look it up if you haven't seen it because they're amazing. They're like, these pens are great for my dainty little hands. I couldn't hold a normal pen, but these ones were perfect for me. So I'm absolutely positive that all of the reviews for these Doritos chips will be the same.
So is this the new sexism then? Are these women-friendly products like low-crunch Doritos? Is Busy Phillips right when she says on Instagram this is anti the Me Too Time's Up movement?
Totally.
I feel like because I don't think the line for me is the fact that they're going to make like per-size convenient packages.
Yeah.
I think maybe the low-crunch chip, and if they chose to market it on women's programming, I don't think I'd have a problem with it. But because they're coming out so blatantly and saying this is
lady-friendly
Doritos, and that they are fitting in your purse, that to me is where the line is crossed. I don't know. Maybe that's
just a weird
distinction.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to jump on the Me Too bandwagon by doing something specifically for women, except they're like doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing.
It's very like that show Mad Men. You know, it's very like a bunch of dudes in suits came up with this idea. Oh, well, women want to be daintier and women want to have a purse size bag of low crunch Doritos. It's like it's crazy. Were women even consulted in this?
Well,
it just feels so backwards.
It does feel backwards. And I think if they had just come out, like, again, if they just come out with this new version of a chip and advertised it on programs that women like, I don't think anybody would have said a word about it. But to get the publicity, they came out as these lady-friendly chips. There's a spokesperson from the Women's Equality Party that said, companies that perpetuate these tired gender stereotypes will continue to lose out on the single biggest consumer group, women. So, all right, around the table here, who buys these chips? Victoria?
Not I. Nope.
Kara?
I say nay.
I will buy them for all my male friends.
I will only serve these at my parties. That's right. I would probably buy them once just to sample it, just to see what it's like, but I can't imagine I'd be a habitual Dorito eater. All right. DJ V Show time is 59 minutes past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.